know when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. This is Tom Edison talking to you. People out there, extraterrestrials, who might be listening, what are you going to call in, you big ETs, huh? Galactic Federation of Light, you know? Hey, I follow you guys out there, but you don't have telephones on the motherships? I don't get it, you know? How many times do I have to tweet to your representatives to call in? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. And the number doesn't change. It's the same number every week. Isn't that amazing? I talk about amazing. So many interesting things happened this week. You know, there's the all the malarkey and nonsense being talked about the presidential election. But we found some very interesting things were made public. How can I ignore this? Did you know that Joe Biden has been in government for 180 years? 180 years, yeah. He said that himself in one of his teleprompter messages to the American public. That's right, he said it himself. And what does that tell us? If he's willing to reveal that he's been in government 180 years? I don't know. I mean, is he senile? Is he really that dumb that he's reading off the teleprompter and he doesn't realize how stupid it is what he's saying? Or is he a total puppet, mind-controlled puppet? And some comedy-loving demonic being making him into a total fool, you know? Whispering in his ear, telepathically telling him, hey, say you've been in government 180 years. I mean, can anyone top anything so stupid? Well, what else happened this past week? Oh, Nancy Pelosi. In an interview, you know, all of a sudden she decides to let the interviewer know, hey, it's Sunday morning. That's right, Sunday morning. And he's snickering on camera. He can't believe this, you know. He's asking her a serious question. And all of a sudden she goes into this ramble-on dilemma about it being Sunday morning. Well, yeah, okay, Nancy, we understand. You know when it's Sunday morning. And these are the challengers to President Trump. Oh, my God. There used to be two big parties in America, the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, after this election, I think it will be only one, maybe. Who knows? Hey, I've said it all along. Political parties are a problem. Hey, that's why I run for president every 4 years. I've done it in the last three elections. I do it as an independent writing candidate. I got the credentials that none of these fake candidates or real candidates have. I know how to solve problems. You know, the solutions to all the problems in this world are already known. That's right. Solutions to everything is already known. The only reason, I mean, there's several reasons why the solutions aren't being put into practice. There's too much money being made off keeping the problems. And the totalitarian New World Order wants to keep us suffering. It helps them control us. That's right, and we've been a controlled race for a long, long time. Actually, it goes back probably at least 300,000 years, if not longer. And you know, unfortunately, there's so many people, as the saying goes, not playing with a full deck. They still believe the world is only as old as the Bible tells you, or the world is only the scientists want to stretch it to 10,000 years old or something like that, or 13,000 years old. And man, are these people off? That's all I got to say. The information is out there. It's available. Like the if you ever watched that show from the 20th century called the X-Files, he would say it all the time. Every week they would say it. The truth, you know, the truth is out there. And yes, it is. The truth about how everything works is out there. The truth about what life after so-called death is, the afterlife. There are plenty of explanations out there as to what to expect. You know, I've mentioned it occasionally before that when you know, you're basically dying, as you're basically going to sleep, and the next thing you know, you're waking up and your life is being reviewed. That's it. The only people that really die are the really bad ones. And as the Galactic Federation is telling us, they take them on a one-way trip to the cosmic central sun, where they are disintegrated, annihilated, and supposedly their molecules are reformed into a new being or something like that. Well, you only have to consider that if you're a really bad person. And there are quite a few really bad people on this planet still. You know, Devil Gates, yeah, he's on the list. And I guess we can throw Fake Fawcy in with him, too. You know, they've all got their reserved seats on the Express to Hell, as would be appropriate. It could be appropriately named. So much for that. Hey, all I got to say is, have you been talking to your DNA? Seriously. You know, we human beings are endowed with so many powers that we have been lied to that we don't have. And one of them is we have the ability to talk to our DNA. That's it. I guess we telepathically talk to it. DNA is a really magnificent creation. It surely is. And unfortunately, humans have 12 strands of DNA. Only two of them are active. You know, the scientists have foolishly told us that the 10 dormant DNA is junk DNA. I mean, the nerve of them, just because they don't know what it's there for. They want to classify it as junk to make themselves important. Yeah, we know what it is. It's junk. Well, it's not junk. It's the important DNA, if it was active, that would help you see beyond the illusion that's being perpetrated upon us by the dark side. That's right. There is a big illusion being perpetrated upon us. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 Say illusion. Illusion, yes, right. And some people say we're living in a hologram. Well, that almost sounds hard to believe. But, you know, it would be nice if these people who claim we're living in a hologram go on to explain it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you know how to explain how exactly, you know, using regular words, that we are in a hologram and everything around us is a hologram, and maybe even our physical bodies is a hologram. If you can explain that to us, well, perhaps we'll believe you. You know, maybe you can, maybe you can't. But I tell you what I can tell you, that you know, we've all heard that that dude Sigmund Freud, well, his cousin, was one of the guys who wrote the book on how to engineer public opinion. That's right. This was going on 100 years ago. And, you know, secret organizations have picked up on this info, and they use it against the general populations all around the world. You know, the CIA, MK, 12 or 16 or 5 or whatever the hell it is, that British secret agency. And, you know, of course, the Russians had their secret agencies, and the Chinese have theirs, except theirs is an official Communist Party agency. And they go and manipulate their populations with the things that were written about 100 years ago without an engineer public opinion. And, by the way, that reminds me, in the past week, it's at least I became aware of it on the on Twitter, that you can find out a lot of information on Twitter. Sure, I'm sure there's some fake stuff there, but you have to discern for yourself. Someone was tweeting and showcasing a copy of the report, 2010 Rockefeller Report, outlining exactly what is happening, 2010, outlining exactly what's happening now with the virus, the lockdown, the taking away of freedoms, and all the other crap, the destroying of the economy, all intentionally planned. And, well, no surprise at all. Of course, you know, they started planning these things like over 50 years ago, some of them. But the fact that it was actually in an official report put out by the Rockefeller people, you know, they're one of the bad groups, along with the Rothschilds, you know, the world controllers, you know, the Bilderbergs, the Soros gang, we could call them. You know, what are we going to say? So we discovered it. The real problem is, what are we going to do about what's going on now? I mean, is everyone gutless? I mean, really? Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. I'll repeat that again. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And we can't let this go on any longer, because the more we passively obey all these oppressive government, new oppressive government rules, and every government has become oppressive at this point. They're all pretty much totalitarian dictatorships at this point in time. We can't allow them to keep doing this to us, because the more we passively allow them to do these bad things to us, the more new bad things they are going to be unleashing on us. And of course, the ultimate game plan is to really start killing us off with tainted vaccines. And they plan to pass laws to try to force people or intimidate you into getting vaccinated. And as many people have stated already, over my dead body, that's right. And that's the attitude we all should have on that one there. But at the same time, they are going to harass people, intimidate people, knock down your door, and drag you out for no reason. Well, they're doing that all around. I believe it was a video surfaced this week, some poor woman at a sporting event, if we can call them sporting events anymore, was arrested, tased and arrested by some doofus cop for not wearing a mask, you know. And they had, so I think that happened in Ohio. So I guess Ohio doesn't really belong to the United States anymore. And it's one of those they have to reduce it to a territory or something. I don't know, a possession maybe, along with California. Yeah, California. We really can't call them a state anymore. They're an oppressive concentration camp, I think, where they it's it's like a hell recreation camp. giving you a taste of what hell is. Well, just go to California, you know? You know, with the fires and everything, you know? Hey, devil likes fires, likes to burn things, burn you too. And that's what they're, you know, the demons are trying to do, turn, and the demons are, I don't know, possessed human beings have been turned into demons, and they want to cook the people of California, give them the hot foot, make them feel like they're really in hell. Look, they destroyed paradise already. Seriously, there was a message behind that, you know? The first town to go by way of the directed energy beams was paradise. You know, it was the dark side. It was a message there. The deep state, the dark side, they were sending us a message. We're so powerful, we can even destroy paradise. If you didn't pick up on that subliminal message, boy, you really don't have your thinking cap on, as the saying goes. And there's demons all over influencing people. You know, this is a thing that needs to be talked about publicly and seriously. Yes, invisible beings without bodies are, you know, they have the ability to contact us telepathically. They contact our subconscious minds. They put thoughts in our minds to do stupid things. And if you're not aware it's being... your subconscious is being sent bad messages, you're going to get on, in front of the TV screen and say, hey, I've been in government for 180 years. You know? And all kinds of other stupid things. And then there's the demonically possessed morons like Gavin Boy of California. I mean, this guy is a volunteer demonic fool. I mean, he's volunteering his soul. Soul, obviously sold his soul already, but he's volunteering to be the new demon on the block. That's right. And, you know, he wants to show that Canadian demon called Trudeau that, hey, you know, you can't upstage the United States. I'm a better demonic leader than you are. And, of course, we got the rest of the morons around the world, if you pay attention to what's going on, at least I do, what's going, hey, I'm a presidential candidate. If you have any common sense, really, you'll vote for me. I'm the common man candidate, you know? I hate political parties, but I'm great at solutions. And I know all the solutions to all the problems because I'm an aware person. It's amazing how there isn't one Democrat or even one Republican that knows how to solve all the problems. That's right. No matter how much you love President Trump, he doesn't know how to solve all the problems because he doesn't have all the information. But I do. I have access to all the information. I know who all the players are, plus the invisible ones, like I'm talking about right now. Demonic spirit beings, they're invisible. You know, people have been talking about, I mean, you know, it's mentioned in the Bible even, and scriptures of other religions. They talk about demonic beings, the fallen angels and stuff like that. But more recently, and it's being talked about now, if you're following the people who represent the Galactic Federation out there, I tell people, yeah, follow Cobra Info 1. The one being the numeral one, Cobra Info 1. That's the hashtag at Cobra Info 1. You'll get a lot of important information. He's one of the main go-betweens behind representing the Galactic Federation of Light, representing the resistance movement that is working to free us, the human race, from the oppression that we are still being subjected to. And they have informed us that in 1996, another group of demonic, soul-sucking creatures came to our world known as the Archons. And they're without bodies, and basically they feed off negative energy, and they know how to contact us, our subconscious minds, and they... they're great manipulators too. They probably can give the devil's angels a run for their money, and they latch on to people, and they cause you to have arguments. They cause you to have fights. They cause you to kill other people. I probably half the police in the country are now possessed by demons. And that's right. Look at them. They're willing to go out there in full body armor and harass peaceful citizens. And then when a confrontation starts, they're gun happy. Probably the least most qualified people would be having guns, you know. That's a serious issue that needs to be addressed. I mean, I think they all have to go for a mental evaluation every week because they're that out of hand with the guns and killing people. And then they have the audacity to try to say, well, I had a legal right to shoot that person. Well, you know, if you're a decent human being, you don't really have the legal right to shoot anybody unless your life is really being threatened. And then only that person who's threatening your life, you know, not just gun happy, I'll shoot everybody in the crowd here. And we have to rein in on these out of control police. Absolutely. You know, there's good police officers out there, but they're not willing to take care of the bad ones. They want to play along with that code of blue crap. Which may, you know, they would like that special status, and they like getting away with murder and saying, oh, I have the legal right. Well, the problem is the laws have to be changed. You know, the police they've been given too much power, and they shouldn't have the right to do all these things they're doing. And, you know, they're oppressing innocent people. They're harassing people for not wearing masks and all kinds of crap like that. And the mask thing has to be stopped. This is insanity. We don't need to be wearing masks, you know? If you're in an operating room, yeah, we understand if you're the reason to put the mask on there during the operation is because you're cutting open the person and we don't want anyone breathing germs inside that body that's cut open while they're working on it, okay? We can all understand that, you know? But masks for the general public to wear while walking around, even on public transportation, this is nonsense, you know? We're talking about something that they're making a big deal about, you know? That's why we have to resist this. We have to just, like, come on, people, wake up and have some guts and stand up and just refuse to stop participating in this. You know, if we have to go in groups to the store, 100 people, and just walk in the store and without masks and tell them, listen, fuck it, you're not going to force me to wear a mask, or we're not going to buy food in your store, and that's it. You know, I mean, this has to stop. You know, the people who've made these stupid laws, they have to be harassed. I'm serious, because they are ruining our lives. You know, if you can't see that, man, are you that brain dead? You know, this is a time to stand up for what's right. Forcing people to wear masks when it's already been proven it's unhealthy for the mask wearer. This is wrong. And a so-called virus that 99% people recover from doesn't warranty people wearing masks. That's it. You know, we can be a little considerate and social distance to some extent, but at the same time, you know, we need to live as human beings. We can't be human walking around with masks. This is like insane. People, you're ruining your health. You know, good things happen when you give somebody a hug. You know, good things happen when you smile at somebody. Well, people are being denied smiles because they're walking around with masks on, you know? This is a form of oppression. And you can't be lying down, rolling over, and playing dead because the government wants you to do that. These evil people in government who have made these ridiculous laws, all they've proved is that they don't know they're from a hole in the ground. That's right. And they have no concept of real health care, and they're willing to listen to any crackpot scientist, propaganda scientist, fake falsy type doctor that telling them information. They need to get an education themselves. They're not qualified to be public servants. They're making ridiculous laws like this. You know, everybody who's participated in all this ridiculous lawmaking needs to be forced to resign. You know, we need to go to their personal houses and boycott them around their house. You know, in the thousands. Forget about these protests to get the government to change anything, because government has proven, every government in the world has proven that they don't respond to protests. Look at the insanity that's going on just here in America, you know? you know, cities like Portland, they've been like, I don't know, for over 100 days, they've been protesting there. Government hasn't done one thing, except every decision they made is the wrong one. They're not qualified, you know? So forget about protesting for rights. The protest needs to has to go beyond a protest. The civilian get-together, an event has to be to remove the people from office. Anybody who was for this fake pandemic, it's not a pandemic even by definition, and the news keeps pounding this lie into everybody's head, you know? And what are your children growing up now going to think with you when you're rolling over, willing to roll over and play dead and listen to idiots in the government forcing you to wear a mask and all this other crap that they're forcing on us? You know, it's normal for people, a certain percentage of the population, to catch something and die. You know, that's normal behavior. And the government has no right ruining the lives of the 99% just because 1% might die, you know? And those 1% wouldn't die if proper health care was being taught and maintained. Of course, the government doesn't know anything about proper health care. And according to the doctors, the fake doctors, you know, people that prescribe pharmaceutical medicine as health care, that's not health care. Pharmaceutical medicine is about making profit for the big pharmaceutical companies, you know, big pharma for short. And they're going to be making more money with all this vaccines. Vaccines don't cure anything, and they're loaded with poisons. You got to be out of your mind to allow an ignorant doctor or healthcare worker inject poison into your body. You have to be stupid, you know? And what's the point of saying, is it safe? There's no way in hell somebody has this chemical compound in a needle, you know. You can't look at it and figure out what's in there. Neither can they. And they're going to tell you, oh, it's safe. Yeah. Sure. Unbelievable, you know. Jump off the Empire State Building. Don't worry. The angels will catch you before you fall down. That's about what a dumb conning people into accepting a vaccine. They're poison. Ingredients are all poisons. You don't need that for your immune system to act against something. You don't need that. This is a lie that's been perpetrated for decades by the doctors that don't understand how a human body maintains health. You know, there's the overlapping energy bodies. That's the biggest factor in maintaining good health, but nobody's talking about it. All the doctors are owned, they are dedicated, rubber-stamped to quack away about pharmaceutical products only, you know? And that's not real medicine, you know? The closest thing to real medicine probably we could say is Chinese herbal medicine. Been around for 5,000 years, and then where there's Native American medicines, and there's other Aborigine-type medicines that are plant-orientated and really work. And then there's energy healing. It can be done all different ways. We can use crystals. You know, we can lay under a pyramid. Yeah, you know, shapes do have effects, and they draw an energy. Another truth that isn't being taught to the general public, you know? And these jerky politicians that talk about health care plans, those are worthless things, conning you out of your money, you know? Really? And a waste of taxpayers' money. Health care plans? Real health care has to, you taking responsibility for your body. That's right. It's your body. It's your responsibility. And it's your responsibility to find out what real health care is and what is good for your body, not what the commercials tell you. The commercials, yeah. If you, you know, I watch free TV because in New York City area here, we have plenty of free TV. You probably have more free TV than anywhere else in the world. And stations galore. Now that the digital system is up, but even before that, we had more stations than anybody else in the world. So there's always been free TV here, plenty of it. But all the commercials now, basically, at least 50% of the commercials are the big pharmaceutical companies selling you their concoctions. And you have to be a moron or a total idiot to even think of buying any of their products or trying any of their products, because they, by some law in the books now, they have to tell you that the things that are wrong with it, they can go wrong. And every one of these products they're selling, they have at least 10 to 20 things that go wrong with them, you know? So why would you take a product that can maybe help you with one thing when you have the risk of 10 to 20 things going wrong? And some of the commercials say this is just a partial list. And all the things that could go wrong are far worse than what you're trying to solve, you know? Why would you take a fake pharmaceutical product for acne when you have could possibly cause you to be nauseous, lose your eyesight, have a heart attack, and possibly even die? Why would you take that product? But that's what they're advertising. 50% at least of the products advertised out there are these dangerous pharmaceutical products. And then they're giving away the free flu shots at the stores, you know? What a way to trick people into destroying their health, you know? It can't help you, really, by getting a vaccine. It can't help you at all. If anything, it's going to cause problems. There's no logic to putting poison into your body, and certainly in the toxicity that they put in the vaccines, you know? Again, this is ill-conceived by idiot doctors. If there's any result, you know, the doctors admit there's such a thing known as the placebo effect. Well, any success they've ever had with vaccines, listen carefully now, any success that the medical profession has had with vaccines is due to the placebo effect. The people believed the lying quackers that it was going to help them, and it was their belief that helped them get better. Had nothing to do with the poisons they were putting into them. Nothing whatsoever. It was the placebo effect, what you believe will be. And you know what? I don't believe there's any medical group out there that can prove me wrong on this. You know? Oh, I wish one of them would call up, you know? So I forget it. They get the tongue lashing of their life, because I know what true health care is. And half your health care is your breath, too. Why isn't anybody being told that? You know, don't you see? There's the double whammy again. They're depriving you of the health care of human interactions, and they're depriving you of half your life force, your breath. You know? Just like I've said before, don't ever wear your seatbelt in the car. More lies. You know, they tricked you into going in like that, and the lawmakers made it mandatory, I think, just about in every state, you got to wear a seatbelt. That's your friggin' politicians for you, backstabbing you every step of the way. And they're backstabbing you with this whole fake pandemic thing, too. Again, like I said, forget about these protests in the street asking for justice, because you're not going to get it. Look what happened this past week in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, cops going on a wild shootout on a no-knock warrant on midnight. I mean, you know, these are just regular people. You know, first they had the wrong apartment, and then second of all, they kill innocent people, and nobody's been charged with murder. What kind of justice system is that? It's not just. It's like, you know, it's the worst thing they could ever possibly be. And guess what? Why aren't the lawmakers doing something about it, you know? Why do they want to uphold these police? If you kill somebody, you kill somebody, and there needs to pay a price. I don't care if you're doing it in the, you know? It's not like Breonna Taylor took out a gun and was trying to kill the police officer, then he had a right to use his gun. Well, that wasn't happening, you know? They made one mistake on top of another mistake, and they lost anything they proved that they're not qualified to be walking around with guns because they're trigger-happy and scared, you know? To the point, if you're that scared to be a cop, you shouldn't have a gun because you're liable to shoot somebody because you're overly fearful, you know? I mean, and if you're that fearful, why are you even a cop, you know? Really? This is insane. You know, and again, all the protesting in the world is not going to get these lawmakers to change. There has to be actions, you know, like we have, things really have to get tough here. Like we have to say, you know, we know where you live, you know, and maybe when a little fear is put in their hearts, they'll decide to do something. They have the power to do something, and they're not doing it. They're not doing their job, you know, and they're not showing compassion for the people that need the compassion. You know, standing up for the police when the police are murdering people is not the right thing to do. No, we need some kind of, you know, law enforcement situation, but not the kind that we have right now. It's totalitarian brutality, you know, with a license to kill, you know. And that has to be changed, and it has to be changed with the laws. It's that simple. Hey, listen, this is why I'm running for president of the United States, because I'd have the authority to straighten all this out. I would simply tell the lawmakers, well, you know, I know you're brain dead, but let me tell you what laws need to be changed and what the new ones need to be. Now, if you can't follow instructions, you need to just resign now because you're worthless. We don't need you. We'll get volunteers to do your job for nothing. That's how pathetic these people are, you know? In fact, I'm making the motion right now. I mean, that's why if you're listening out there and you're going to vote, you should vote. Oh, hey, I'm a write-in candidate. Just write in my name, Tom Edison. That's right. I'm an official write-in candidate in this election. Ran the last election and the one before that, too. But, you know, mainstream media won't give me any free time. I'm a poor person. I can't afford to do anything like that. And the lack of support from people, they don't want to help a real candidate, you know. And people I know, they're all lazy, you know. What can I say? That's the crowd I grew up with. And they're lazy. They don't give a crap. And they don't want to even get involved. And there's a large percentage of people in the country that are like that because, you know, hey, I grew up like most people. I learned it at an early age. All politicians are crooks. But the putting that aside, there's some serious issues when the politicians are making so many bad laws and ruining everyone's life with their wrongful decision-making, you know. They don't deserve to be politicians. They have to be removed, and we can't wait till the next election for this. We need to go to their door and tell them, listen, you're going to resign now because you're worthless. You know, these tough actions have to be taken, and we have to get a big crowd to do it, a crowd big enough that the Nazi police won't be able to disperse us that easily. And we need to let them know we're going to make your life as miserable as you're making ours. And we have a right to do that. Now, we're not going to harm them physically, but we're going to make their life miserable. And that's what needs to be done, because they don't know how to respond. They're brain dead, or they're too busy counting their bribe money, which tells them to do all the wrong things. And this is where we're at. But we the people, have to take action. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. We need to repeat that every day till we wake up and realize, yeah, it's long overdue. I feel sorry for those people over in England, you know, the backstabber. I call him Boris the Backstabber. Yeah, the Prime Minister of England, you know. He won on the basis that that he wasn't as bad as the other guys running. Yeah, and so what did the people do? They vote for the least of the two evils. And he promised them Brexit, but, you know, even though the people had voted on it already, but the last person before that, Theresa May, wasn't willing. She was siding with the EU, like, well, we're going to drag our feet. You know, okay, you voted for Brexit, but we're not going to give it to you. Well, now he's playing the same song and dance, and he just locked down his whole country for another 6 months. Insane. How can you lock down a country? Well, if you have the authority, you can do that. And what are the police out there doing? They're not going after the rapists and the migrant knife stabbers that are out of hand there in Great Britain. United Kingdom, England, whatever you want to call it. Now, the police are busy arresting people who don't have their mask on, harassing people that things about people they don't like. Yeah, there's the thought police over there, too, and the speech police, and there is no more free speech in England. You got to be real clever what you say. You know, you might say something that could be considered against the law, because there isn't free speech in England anymore. That's it. You know, who would have thought it ever came to that? And all the other familiar countries that we used to think were democracies, same thing going on down there in Australia. You know, you need to hear about this. And that's why I'm telling you, because we're next on the list here in the U.S. You know, even if President Trump wins, you know, he doesn't know what the hell to do, really. You know, that's why I'm running, because, believe me, I could stop this thing in a very, very short time, because I know how to take command of a situation, and I know what orders need to be given, and as the president, I'll have the authority to issue the orders to get the job done. Solve all the issues with the police out of control situation. Instruct the lawmakers locally, statewide, countywide. Listen, here's what you got to change. If you can't follow my instructions as to what it should be, you need to resign. Period. Because we don't need foot draggers or idiots in any position of government. And if you're not willing to obey the new laws of police behavior, don't be a cop, okay? Because we don't need no gun-happy lunatics on the police force. And we don't need no Nazi soldiers either. And we don't need no heartless son-of-a-bitches on the police force that are willing to enforce horrible laws. You know, people need to read, you know, we keep talking about the Constitution, but there's also something called the Magna Carta. I said it before, but we need to start reading it, you know. The Magna Carta empowers people. It's a document from like 1215 in England. And it was like a precursor to our Declaration of Independence. In fact, when you look into it, you'll see that many things in the Magna Carta we borrowed and put into our Constitution, but the Magna Carta predated our Constitution by, you know, over 500 years. And the most important aspect of this document, it empowers the people to a lawful rebellion against tyrants. And that's what we have in government now. So we're entitled to have a lawful rebellion. And that is what is needed right now, because we can't sit back and roll over and play dead for corrupt, evil, stupid government. And that's what we have here in the U.S. And we have it around the world, too. I was talking about it before. Some of the morons in Europe, like the guy in France, Macron the moron. Yeah, man. You know, he's got so many problems in this thing. He's a globalist, you know, doesn't know how to take care of his own people. He's more concerned about the migrants, like certain people here in the U.S., you know. And in fact, he's been quoted as saying, yeah, but we'll take more migrants, you know. And then there's the German, what an embarrassment Merkel is, you know, to a country that used to have some self-esteem. Well, you know, she's turned it into a hellhole. She took in more migrants than she can handle. Most of the people are against it, regardless of what the fake news tells you. And they're trying to persecute the people that are talking the truth. The migrants don't want to assimilate. They're violent. They never had so many rapes and violent demonstrations against innocent people ever since the migrants came in. And they don't want to assimilate, really. You know, they'll put on the news, yeah, one or two that are willing, and the other 98 out of 100 don't want to, period. And they don't belong there, you know? The simple solution is deport them. They're not happy. They come there, they're not happy, they complain, they go out and commit violent crimes. They're not qualified. Most of these migrants are not qualified to live in a civilized society. They don't understand that, you know, a civilized society is not the hellhole third world nation they came from. And they can't bring their dirty, filthy, stinking habits with them and expect us to tolerate it. But that's what the governments in Europe are expecting their people to do. It's outrageous. Again, where's the problem? It's the government is the problem. You know, really, why do you want to bring in people that don't know how to behave themselves? And, you know, they have to solve their own problems in their own country. They have to overthrow their governments, you know. Instead, you bring in all these migrants, and the next thing your government has turned into what their government was, oppressive and lack of consideration for human rights. Hey, listen, this is a Coleman radio show, you know. I mean, I could talk for days on end, but, you know, I like to hear what other people have to say. And while there's still time to call in, you know, hey, the number is 888-627-6008. The only qualification you really need is to have a phone, and you can participate, assuming you know how to use the phone. It's amazing that none of these extraterrestrials want to take an advantage of having a communication with a regular human being, which I am. Now, you know, I follow these guys that are supposedly representing the Galactic Federation. They've got 1 billion motherships in our solar system ready to assist, I guess, I don't know, an evacuation of Earth or whatever. And eventually they plan to land, but not one of them has a telephone, apparently. Or they really don't know how to make a phone call without giving away their location. I mean, come on, please. Teenagers in any state in America can figure out how to do that one. And you, the evolved society, can't figure out how to make a phone call into a live radio show? Or is it you don't know how to ad-lib a conversation? I mean, believe me, us humans have a lot of talents that are seriously lacking out there in the universe, apparently. And, you know, opportunities are being lost. And who am I talking to here? I'm talking to the Pleiadians. I'm talking to the Sirians, the Venusians, the Arcturians, the Lyrans, the Andromeda beings, the Ashtar Command, the Blue Avians, the Golden Colored Beings. Yeah. Well, You're part of the, I don't know, 52 Nation group that's here to help us. Well, you know, part of, like, interacting with the human race is to communicate to us. And, you know, I'm out here representing, I guess, the human race by saying, hey, you know, make a phone call. You know, it'll help people accept that you are out there, and we can get to find out, you know, your viewpoints on things. And maybe you can tell us a few secrets about what's upcoming. Not any military secrets. We know you have to keep them for your final move to take over the cabal. And believe me, I'm not going to press you on anything like that. But, I mean, I cannot believe billions of starships I hear are out there. Billions. Motherships. In our solar system, and not one being on any of these ships apparently has even an interest in calling in or knows how to do it without getting traced where they are at. Please. I guess they don't have telephones in motherships or something like that. But hey, when you have that higher galactic intelligence, you can just beam down to Earth somewhere here, get yourself a burner phone and call in. And they won't be able to trace you, or by the time they do trace the number, you know, you just don't talk too long on the phone and you'll be fine. Come on, you know. We know this on Earth. And all I got to say is, hey, you listening out there in the radio audience, have you been talking to your DNA seriously? You ought to do it. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Australia. Oh, my God, they have, like, these ridiculous laws. I mean, there isn't more democracy in Australia. That's right. You can get arrested for talking the wrong conversation. Can you believe this? In Australia. And the police have the right to knock down your door if they suspect. Got that word, suspect. If they just suspect you're doing something that could be deemed against the new laws, the lockdown laws, they can knock down your door and arrest you. They don't even need a warrant. They don't, and you might not even be doing anything wrong. All you have to do is, like, you know, be the victim that day. You know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go in that house there. Come on, guys. We got the guns. Let's just knock down the door and drag the people out, and we'll falsely accuse them of something. This is where it's at down in Australia. You know, we used to think Australia was a democratic country. Not anymore. Nope. The government has passed all these draconian, totalitarian laws. And the same nonsense is going on in New Zealand. You know, you can get arrested if you say something against a Muslim in New Zealand. Oh, you'll get arrested. Can you believe this? No freedom of speech. The woman who's running that country, she's a crackpot. She is. She's got no common sense, and she should be removed from office. And my heart goes out to these people, but it's time for their revolution there in New Zealand and Australia. They ought to kick their governments out, and they ought to do it the sooner the better, before it even gets worse. Because with laws on the book like that, that's just an open invitation for the authoritative police forces to abuse the public to no end and victimize anybody. You know, these people are worse than the Ku Klux Klan. That's how it's gotten. That's what our police forces in America have gotten, some of them. They're worse than the Ku Klux Klan. You know, everybody talks about, oh, the Ku Klux Klan, yeah. Well, these police forces are just as bad. In fact, they're worse. You know, some of them are. And it's only going to get worse. You know, I feel sorry for the people in California. You know, boy, you have an oppressive government out there. And you have crazy people that even look crazy and talk crazy, like somebody named Nancy. Yeah. And like I said, your governor, he's vying for the position, demon number one. And he's having a little border war there with Trudeau. You know, well, I'm the big demon on the block in the North American continent, not you, Trudeau. This is where it's at. We can't allow this to continue. actions need to be taken. You know, the American Revolution didn't happen by people rolling over and playing dead. And that's what you're doing when you are willing to put the mask on and ruin your health. That's right. You put that mask on, you are destroying your health. You're volunteering to destroy your health. And don't believe the lies that you're going to infect somebody. What's the point of all this testing crap? It's all manipulation of numbers, manipulation of the conversation, control of the narrative. That's what it's all about. What's the difference if you tested positive? Because you're with a 99% success rate, you don't have to worry. But if you're stupid enough to put the mask on, you're going to become more susceptible to catching something. You know, and this truth needs to be talked. There are doctors out there that know that it's unhealthy for people to be wearing masks. You know? If you're really a contagious person, like coughing and wheezing and spitting, and yeah, maybe you need to wear the mask to go out in public so you don't send your stuff. But the masks aren't even qualified to hold in the this coronavirus. Has a size of 1 micron. The masks only stop things 3 microns. So what's the point of it? The point of it is control of you. And the sheeple, you the sheeple who are willing to go along with this, you better wake up and stand with your brothers and sisters. You know, this is the fight for our lives, what we're caught up in now. And like I said, we need to, the solution that we, the people, can do is to make the lives miserable of the people who have enacted these draconian totalitarian laws that are not based on logic or real science. They're based on manipulation and control and bribe money paid out by the New World Order to control us in a total lockdown forever, you know? If you can't see that, you need to open up your eyes, you know? What can I tell you? Except what I said already. You know, a constitutional convention would be something perhaps that could help us here in America, but with all the governors, nothing but puppets for the New World Order in America, yeah, and they've sold, all the governors have sold us out, except the one in South Dakota, the only one who hasn't imposed things upon her people. I'll have to give that woman credit. All the rest of them, they're nothing but a bunch of no good so-and-so, bribe-taking, you know, dictators that have misused their authority since the beginning of this, you know? And public education, the whole thing needs to be changed because, first of all, public education is brainwashing of the children. They don't want to tell the kids the truth. If the kids knew the truth about health care, they'd be laughing their ass off. It's so like, why are their parents putting up with this crap with the masks and stuff like that? And the new plans they have to run school, you're better off keeping your kids at home. Besides, you can't trust them in school. I think I mentioned last week, they're already, the crazy people already infiltrating the schools and vaccinating kids without letting the parents know what's going on, you know? When they got them locked up in the school, you know, unbelievable. Well, hey, listen, we're coming to the end of the show, and this was an educational show tonight, and I hope anybody who's listened to what I've said starts thinking and get the gumption up and show some guts and start taking actions in the proper way that will be meaningful to get the phony politicians out of office. You know, they need to be harassed, and we need groups of people to do that, to make their lives as miserable as they're making ours. And that's just fair, you know. We need to do to them as they've done to us, you know. And they don't have immunity just because they have authority. They need to be made to suffer just like they're making us suffer. And you know, I'm a good, kind-hearted person, but actions need to be taken. Actions need to be taken, and actions need to be taken now, or it's only going to get worse. If you don't confront the bully's going to beat you up every day of your life, and the government is the bully. Okay, Mr. Engineer, you're going to take us out of here now. I tell people, go to YouTube, you know, and watch my movie, Subway Fantasy. You know, in another month, I'll have Subway Fantasy 2 out. But Subway Fantasy 1, it's the best rock and roll documentary ever put out there because it's entertaining, and it'll show you things about how life used to be and the fun we were all having here in America. And we need to watch things like that. And that's it. Just go to YouTube.com and in the information bar, punch in Subway Fantasy. Spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Okay, I'm going to end the show now. Do the countdown. You're going to hear my music. The end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are You the Partying Kind? You can actually just Google that in and then put YouTube behind it, and it'll take you right to the YouTube. It's an entertaining video. It will remind you of what the fun that life used to be. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, the full song. And the video out there is entertaining also on YouTube. Are you the partying kind? Okay, I'm the partying kind. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I'll repeat myself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay. The show, I guess, will not just end right now. Because, I don't know, the engineer must have went out for a beer or something like that, you know. I don't know if they even allow that in California. Do they allow anything? You're allowed to leave your house after 10 o'clock? That's another thing. Curfews are going on now. Yeah, they're just going to take more of your rights away. So I was about to end the show with the countdown, but I don't know. I guess the engineer went somewhere or something. But I just want to say, you know, to change the tune, you should go to YouTube.com and listen to some of my videos. And I've got messages in them. I got the Ain't No Justice video. Talks about, it's got the message there. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself, and that's where we're at right now. I've got the Common Man video. Live performance I did at a club. It's out there. The song, it says the whole story. The Common Man, you know, they feed you lies through the TV screen. They want to take away your sacred spirit. Well, that's what's going on right now. You know, I have meaningful music videos out there. And if you like guitar playing, I claim there isn't a better music video out there with better guitar playing than mine. Let Me Coax You On. That's it. Let Me Coax You On. You will be impressed. You know, every time that song gets played, Jimi Hendrix rolls over in his grave wishing he'd get out and get on stage and play along with it, because the guitar playing is that good. But you judge for yourself. Okay, I'm going to try the countdown again. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, what can I say? The show must go on. So, like I was saying, you know, most people have Google, they go Google things. Well, if you Google in, are you the party in kind, as spelled P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, are you the party in kind? If you Google it in and write the word YouTube after it, it'll take you directly to that music video. And it's a music video, like I said, it's all about what fun, the fun of living used to be. It says it all right there in that video. To remind yourself what we're missing out on now because of our oppressive government. And that type of fun may never come back unless we make it come back by getting rid of the trash, taking out the trash in government, which is about 90% of them probably. They have to be removed, you know? Politicians can't be trusted. Well, hey, nobody can ever say, I don't try hard. Because I'm going to do the countdown again. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. Yo, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Yeah. Let me guess. There's a malfunction with the equipment. You know, when I do the countdown, the engineer is supposed to play the music to end my show. At that cue point, and because it's not happening, there might be a malfunction with the equipment. So, let me take you back to YouTube. You know, I got 19 music videos out there. The last one I put out was called The New Green Cafe. It kind of brought attention to what last month was going on. Yeah, about a month ago now, was going on over in merry old England in Liverpool. You know, they have a new Beatles museum right down the street from that famous Tavern Club. The name of the street is Matthew Street. So if you're ever going to Liverpool, there's plenty of things to see, to reminisce about the greatness that that city brought into the world with all their great musicians and other factors. The club where the Beatles started playing locally before they became famous was called the Casbah Club. Perhaps that's what that record in the last century was, Rock the Casbah. Perhaps they were singing about that place. And it was the club was located on the bottom floor of the house where the original drummer of the Beatles, Pete Best, lived. And the club was operated by his mother. I believe her name was Mona. And she opened up this club, and John and Paul, and later George, came over there to play. And then eventually they got an opportunity to go to Hamburg. This is your Beatles education here. And they asked Pete, because they knew he had been playing drums, to be their drummer, because they didn't have a drummer at the time. And so that was the original Beatles going to Hamburg. And they also... Stuart Sutcliffe was a part of the Beatles back then, too. He was actually the first bass player. They gave tribute to him, and they gave tribute to Pete Best in the new Beatles Museum. And while we're talking about Liverpool, if you watch my movie documentary on YouTube, Subway Fantasy, you'll see, there's a 3-minute performance of another Liverpool girl that you might not have heard about, but she's out there belting away on top of a double-decker bus, some Chuck Berry, and doing a great performance. And that's why I put her in my movie, because it's a testament to what great rock and roll singers women can be. And you'll certainly agree with me if you watch the video that she is probably one of the best singers of 1965 doing that video, and I included it and re-edited it a little and put it in my Subway Fantasy rock and roll documentary. Certainly worth any seeing. Plus, you'll see the Dirt Club I claim to be the best rock and roll club that ever existed because it allowed the bands, unsigned bands, to play their original music and have complete control over the show, you know? And I had just got myself a camera, and I went down there and I filmed it, all the stuff myself. And there's so much I saw in that club that I didn't bother to film because sometimes it was just so much fun going, I had to put down the camera and just join in the fun. I mean, there was guys, lead singers walking up and down the bar where they had the King's chair. I don't have the video of that, though. They put the lead singer or the main guitar player in the King's chair, a real throne, and on wheels, and they wheel them around the dance floor. They had the striptease platform where the owner actually stripteased one night. I do have it on that footage, but it's not in this movie. And all kinds of antics went on. Everybody was having the time of their life. So if you want to find out what it was to have a good time, it's in my movie, Subway Fantasy. Spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's out on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com. And key in the word Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Okay, I'm going to see if I can end the show now. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the